More than delighted of saying there, you know, 8-7 victory. It'll not look the most glamorous of scorelines, but you know, anybody who was here will have seen a good stiff contest and two teams going at it, you know.
Yeah. Got off from great start, kicked three great early points, and then, you know, kind of let Donegal into the game.
Well, Donegal were always going to come at us. I think our scoring stats at half time are something like 3 or 4 chances out of 14. So, you know, we're down in the 20%, which isn't. But again, you have to take in that this town end of is a heavier end of the pitch. There's less grass on it. And Donegal's press was very good. You know, they were pushing us wide on the shot. So we were emphasising to the lads maybe another 3 or 4 steps and another pass, maybe in it. But then you're getting further into the lion's mouth. So, you know, both sides. Look, I think you have to. You know, this is Defenders' Day. December's for defenders and not really for sharp forwards. You know, it's very hard to stay on your feet, never mind turn and do a nice turn and get it over. So credit to both sides. You know, we said all along, double figures, we get you over the line, and we weren't far off.
Were you a little worried when Donegal went 5-3 up?
We were, but it was always the big goal chance. A goal a day was just going to knock somebody's lights out. And in fairness, there wasn't really that many goal chances, so it was just not conceding the goals and making sure that, you know, listen, we get a few handy frees, they get a few handy frees, and that's going to happen. But as I say, you know, when you take those out, it was a tough contest either way. Mm-hmm. I'm standing here beat 9-8, we would have no complaints.
Yeah. You mentioned a few handy frees. Fair to say, maybe Donegal a few more handy ones than you.
Probably not. You know, listen, it's not the handy for you. I suppose where you get them, you know, it depends. Yeah. You know, I think the referee on the balance was very fair and very even. You know, listen, no referee goes out to say, and what's a slip and what's a tackle, it's very hard to gauge today. You know, and you're standing at a different angle of the pitch, you can see it completely differently, and obviously with your blinkers on too. So, listen, Pat was fair enough. As I say, he's a good steady referee. We've had him for the last 2 or 3 years. We have no complaints in that regard, no.
So obviously very pleased that you did come from behind.
Yep. You know, as I say, there was a good drive and a good organisation, and really, you know, you're a master to the lads on the field organising and sorting themselves. So we have a good steady spine of lads who are mature and talk and organise themselves, which is what you want for your county team going forward.
And of course, then you have the magic of Dara Canavan up front.
Well, not Dara. Dara be over Asian.
Rory.
No, a couple of Rorys played well for us today. Rory Campbell at 12, the other big Rory at 10. You know, I shout Rory and three lads look around at you, but all the boys put in a shift. As I say, Rory and Connor and Shea, and then wee Cushy came in and Grimesy came in as well. So the boys all did their bit, as I said, to the lads down below. All you want to do is do your part, and on a day like today, every score is going to be 3-4 men rather than 1 or 2, and the men stepped up.
And what did you make of Donegal?
You know, listen, we played them. We only had 2 games in the league this year. They were one of our opponents. We come out at Letterkenny, 1 or 2 points up. A very similar game to today. And getting into the last quarter, we were slightly behind, and we had to catch them again. So, you know, history does repeat itself. But again, fantastic contest in December, which is, you know, a credit to these lads. They've been very patient, very hard, worked very hard, and they'll certainly sleep tonight.
You're down to play Derry now, because Derry beat Armagh right today in the semi-final in January. Yeah. With the lockdown in the north of Ireland and possibly one coming in the south, have you any fears about it being played or going ahead?
The Ulster Council at the minute have decided, you know, that there's going to be dates and they have a dispensation. We hope that continues, but again, we're only a master to the health services and what their decisions are. So if we have to push this back another couple of weeks, we'll have to do it. We've been there before 3 and 4 times, so our patience is well tested at this stage.